Hello there, my name is Santi. Welcome, so glad to have you here. As you can see, this is the first episode of this new podcast, and the main theme, everything that I want to gravitate, everything I say around, is going to be how to be a jack of all trades in a specialized world. Now, you might have already read some things, and you maybe have started embracing your nature as a jack of all trades, but if not, I'm going to do a quick introduction that I'm going to jump into. What are the expectations for this podcast? What will be the structure? What can you expect to learn in here? And yeah, I mean, first, I would like to clear up some of the terms, right? So jack of all trades, right? We'll dig deeper into where that phrase comes from and what does it mean. But I just want to argue that it's pretty much the same as being, if you heard this other term, a polymath, or it's very similar. A polymath is someone who is good at different fields of study, different things, and they have a variety of skills you're good at, right? It's kind of like the same concept, although polymath is implying that you're already really good at all of them, or most of them, right? Then we also have this other term, it's called multipotentialite. There are TED Talks on the topic, there's a really cool website that I've seen, there's a lot of talk around it, but I think it's a difficult term to grasp, but it means that you have the potential to have multiple interests and to be good at them, right? Then we also have the idea of the Renaissance man or woman, which comes, of course, from the Renaissance, and this is where one of the most famous jack of all trades come from, right? Who is Leonardo da Vinci. As you know, da Vinci was extremely good at all types of things, right? He excelled at all the fields of study he involved himself in. So, yeah, I mean, all of these terms, they really try to say that they describe a type of person who doesn't really specialize, doesn't go fully committed into one field of study or one interest, and that's their main purpose in life. So that's what I want to decide. That's what I want to discuss in this podcast. I want to discuss how as creative people, how as potentially like myself, someone who wants to make a living out of what I create online, the things that I create, I want to make a living out of those things, but I'm also a jack of all trades and I can't focus on just one thing. Like, it kills me to feel trapped into, okay, this is your main thing, this is your one thing you got to be focused on, and this is what you have to do, right? And I'm not saying the specialized people are the evil people, right? I'm not saying that it's wrong to specialize. I actually think it works really well with the world we live in. Specialization works really well. But what I want to discuss in this podcast is for those of us whose nature is not to be specialized, where we feel completely empty or unfulfilled when we're forced to specialize in just one interest, one field of study, one thing, because it doesn't go with the personalities we have. It doesn't match up with the beliefs we want to hold of the world. Like, we are driven by learning and by creating new things. So the question that I want to address throughout this whole podcast, and the thing that I want to pass on to you is to understand that it is possible to be a jack of all trades in this world. And if that's who you are and that's who you feel you want to be, then go ahead. There's no one who can tell you, no, this is not the way you should go. People can suggest things. People can advise. And there's a lot of talk online. And I'm sure if you got to this podcast, you probably Google a lot of times, like, is it possible to be a jack of all trades? Like, is it a good thing to be a jack of all trades? It's something that I've asked myself a lot of times. But honestly, if that's who you are, if that's what you feel is an essential part of you, you should not only embrace it, but you should try to learn and figure out the way to make it work in your life, right? So I'm mostly directed to people who really want to embrace the jack of all trades nature and make a living like that either as a freelancer, as a business owner, or even if you want to work for someone else and that is your ambition, like how to make that work for you if you are not okay with, you know, following just one single path. So that is the main purpose. Really quick, we're just going to analyze the phrase jack of all trades. So yeah, I mean, the whole idea is, well, the phrase goes jack of all trades, master of none, right? And a lot of us get really pissed off by hearing the master of none part, because it sounds like, okay, if you're a jack of all trades, you're bad at, you're not good enough at anything, right? But it's not about that. It's about just our interests are scattered around different things. And it doesn't mean that we don't have focus or that we are not dedicated enough. Oftentimes we might feel like that because we are moving around interests all the time, but it's not about that. It's about just like, okay, we get fulfillment from learning different things, from from getting knowledge from all type of places and creating things in different areas, different skills, different fields of study, all types of things, right? That's where we get our fulfillment from. Now, of course, it gets complicated when you want to create your own business, when you want to be a freelancer or do something of your own. It is a challenge because the society we live in does reward specialization. But in future episodes, we're going to discuss how to make it work as a business owner, as an entrepreneur, as a freelancer, as a jack of all trades, right? And I'm going to be exploring these topics as I apply them myself. I've been working on a lot of projects for the last couple of years, trying to make a living as an entrepreneur with all the businesses that I'm trying to figure it out and the projects that I'm working on. But we're going to discuss that in other episodes. So yeah, for now, it's just a quick intro. And so yeah, jack of all trades, master of none, right? It sounds horrible to say the master of none part. But I mean, the whole phrase goes, jack of all trades, master of none, better than master of some, right? I mean, that's what I believe. I believe it's better to know a bit about everything, or just to be interested in a lot of things, to be a capable person who is able to you know, like work around different areas of life and be decently good at a lot of them, right? Rather than to know one thing well, to be an expert in one thing, but being pretty useless in a lot of other things. I mean, that's a belief I hold, and that's a way I feel I work best. And that's, yeah, I mean, at the end of the day, it's all just personal beliefs that we have of how the world works, how we work in the world, how we can, you know, go around life in a way that works for us. So I believe it's definitely possible to be a jack of all trades, to be successful at it, to even start your own businesses around it, and to find a way to make that work for you. Now, who am I to say all of this? Well, I mean, I've been a frustrated jack of all trades my whole life, right? I've always been mega interested in a lot of things. And well, just to name a few, like since I was maybe like 14, I'll just walk you around real quick on some of the interests that I've gotten myself into. When I was around 14, I was fascinated by street magic. You've probably seen it on YouTube. There's a lot of cool stuff around it. But yeah, card magic, a lot of, yeah, cardistry, these type of things. Like if you're not familiar with it, just Google street magic just to know what it is. And I was fascinated by it. I loved it. I loved the idea of performing something that amazes people, that amazes the audience, that is out of the ordinary and that can make an impact, and it's quite cool. Like it causes an emotion. It's really cool. So I was really fascinated by that. Then I moved on into, well, I got a camera for my birthday when I was 14 or so. And yeah, instead of saying like, wow, you can not only capture reality with this camera, but you can actually manipulate reality. And I was really interested in visual effects, right? And I got really interested into After Effects, video editing, all this kind of stuff, and filmmaking, right? As time passed on, well, there are a lot of other interests that I'll be talking about in this podcast later on. I got a bit into parkour. I was really into basketball, graphic design. And then when I was a bit older and needed to decide to go to university, what I wanted to study. So I studied filmmaking. I was really passionate about it for a while. And it was really fulfilling to me. I have a short film, which yeah, if you message me, I can definitely show you how you can watch it if you're interested in that. But then I mean, I kind of moved on a lot of different things and a lot of different interests. Right now I really have a really long list of things that I'm passionate about, and I can't make my mind up. And you know what? I've been frustrated about that my whole life, right? I got into podcasting. I have a main podcast on Stoic philosophy, which is the main thing that I do right now. And yeah, I mean, filmmaking has been in the back burner right now, but I'm excited about sharing ideas. Recently, I got into writing and I want to be a writer now. So yeah, there's a lot of things, and I'll be addressing the advantages of having so many things, how you can incorporate them into making a business of your own, or how you can, you know, focus on a few of them and do other things for fun, right? How some of them can maybe be a source of income and how other things can be just for fun. So yeah, I'm going to be discussing a lot of that, but I just wanted you to relate with that idea, because I'm sure you have a lot of interest and you've always been frustrated that you can't focus on just one thing, and you probably punish yourself for that, right? So I'm going to help you with that. I'm going to work you throughout this podcast in a few concepts that have helped me, how I've started embracing my jack of all trades nature. And And yeah, that's the main idea, that that's the main thing that I want to get across in this introductory episode. Yeah, I think that's about it. So I'm really excited for next week. We're going to be discussing, well, I mean, how we can make a living as a jack of all trades. What is the mindset we need to have? Things like that. If you have any questions and if you want me to address any particular topics or things that you're struggling with, just message me. I'll leave my contact information in the show notes. And yeah, so I'm just gonna play around with kind of like how I structure this podcast episode. But because we are all jack of all trades in here, it's okay to talk about our interests and it's okay to explore new concepts and new topics. So I'm gonna just play around with this idea of the interest of the week. Let's call it like that for now. So it's at the end of the episodes where I discuss a particular interest that has, I don't know, like in the past, it has excited me a lot or something that I'm really excited about right now. And yeah, just for all of us to learn new things and just to see how we can all, you know, how we can all incorporate all these different hobbies and different skills in our lives. So yeah, today's interest of the week is the Stoic philosophy. As I mentioned earlier, I have a philosophy podcast, which is about the art of the good living. That is what Stoicism was. And if you're not familiar with it, if you haven't heard of it, it is just a philosophy from ancient Greece and Rome, where it was called the philosophy of the street, where the founders of Stoicism decided to literally go in a porch outside in the city and just talk at people and talk to them about philosophy, how to focus on the things that they do control and let go of the things they don't control. I have a whole podcast on that, ancient philosophy, applying ancient philosophy in modern life. And it's a bit incorporated with creativity, so I thought it was a very relevant topic for today's week. If you're interested in that, if you want to improve your mindset and you want to incorporate that with the way you want to embrace your jack of all trades nature, I definitely I would encourage you to check out my main podcast. So check it out. I'll leave it in the show notes. And yeah, that was the interest of the week. Let me know if you like that segment or not. But yeah, okay. So next week we'll come back and we'll discuss more of these cool topics on how to be a jack of all trades, all that good stuff. And yeah, so for now, I would like to thank you for your time to listen to this. I really appreciate it. This is really, for now, it's just something I'm doing on the side. Like I don't know where this is going to take me, but I'm really excited about starting this new podcast. I would definitely encourage you to participate, to ask me questions, to address topics that you, well, to tell me topics that you would like me to discuss, or if you have any tips for other listeners, super cool, just message me. There's a lot of ways you can get involved with this podcast, and I really appreciate it. If for any chance you do have the opportunity right now to support it in another way, I do have a Patreon page. I'll link it in the show notes. It's truly appreciated. Your support allows me to keep doing this podcast. And yeah, you will also have like early access to some of the content that I'm creating, some of the books that I'm writing, and a lot of projects that might help you develop a better mindset around all these good things, right? So thank you so much for listening once again, and I'll see you next week.